Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, here we are, baby. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. What is this called? Like slot machine?
Yeah, what is this?
New music, man.
Sounds of Vegas.
Money, honey.
I knew it was something about a
money,
slot machine.
Honey, huh? Yeah. I tell you, we need to get the old number fives creating some original music for us so we can use as bump music. Come on, Brock. Watson, let's go.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go, guys.
Thanks, Frank Callion, for stopping by for the show.
Yes!
So appreciate that. Time to dive back into the wonderful world of sports, as we did a little bit there. But there was some news yesterday, and I know that, hey, no secret, I enjoy Colorado's football team because of Coach Prime and what he's done to make it fun.
Absolutely.
But, dude, are we a little over the top, maybe jumping the shark a little bit with it by retiring Shedeur Sanders' number and Travis Hunter's?
Oh, I missed that. They're retiring their numbers?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, they are retiring their numbers at Colorado. Like,
yes.
Done for good. They get them.
Well, all right, let's talk about this out loud real fast, okay? Have they had a huge impact on Colorado?
Not in the regards of, like, winning.
No, but I'm talking about overall university.
Yeah.
Okay. Name
but was
me,
it them or Dion?
Well, let's get to this point here in a second. Name me four other Colorado football players in the history of their, other than Eric Bieniemy.
Cordell Stewart. Ryan Westbrook.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go, right?
And Sanders and
Travis Hunter, who have become in this era when, I think sports is bigger now than it was yesterday, and tomorrow it will be bigger than it is today. Just like I say with athletes. Athletes are better today than they were yesterday. Mm-hmm. They will be better tomorrow than they are today. Sports continues to grow. Sports continues, as Frank Caliendo talked about, part of pop culture at this point in time, right? It really is part of pop culture and part of our lives in a bigger way than it's ever been before. And so you have to think about the impact that those two players have had on Colorado. Yes, Dion is the head coach, and his name will be in the Ring of Honor. It should be in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, he'll have a statue.
If he stays, right? If this is a three-year deal and he leaves after this season, forget about it. But where was Colorado 700 days ago before Dion and company got there? They were nowhere to be found, right? Yeah. And he came in and then brought his son and one of his guys with him.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter's Shador's best friend. I don't know the answer to that
and
question. He's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
He plays both sides of the ball. He's exciting to watch. Those two guys were the catalysts for this era of Colorado football, rejuvenating Colorado football, rejuvenating the university. So retire his number. You say that out loud and it sounds ridiculous. But I think the more you kind of talk about it and you realize the impact that these guys have had in 700 days on a university, yeah, I think their number does need to be retired there.
And Mac, maybe I'm wrong, and I probably am, but like they retire the jerseys or the numbers?
I think they retire the number.
Well, they're going to run out of numbers eventually, right?
Well, maybe. I mean,
there's number 24, 67, 11, 19, and 2.
Because I know in the Chiefs anyway, at least with the Chiefs, and I know this from talking to people over the years, they retire the name. There's very few numbers that like get put out. Like you're not going to see 16 anymore, obviously.
Yeah,
it's
or
not
15,
quote unquote yeah. retired, but they won't use it anymore. And this happened when I saw the first person wearing 68. After Will Shields was gone. And I'm like, why is retire that number? They go, do you realize if we started retiring numbers, we'd have nothing left? And I'm like, well, that is true. A 52-man, 53-man roster can't retire that many numbers.
Yeah.
So I think college is I'm guessing, I don't know, but you put the name up there on the Ring of Honor. But they've had a big impact, man. They really have.
Because does KU retire numbers or they retire jerseys?
I think they retire jerseys.
But so again, you can still rock 34 at KU.
I don't know the answer to that one, quite honestly.
Speaking of numbers retired, today is Jackie Robinson Day, so everybody will be wearing 42
in
baseball.
I love this day in baseball. It's great, yeah.
I remember my dad always gave me like the trick question. He's like, there's only two people that wear 42, not named Jackie Robinson. Who are they? So I was like, it's Mariano Rivera. And the other one was Mo Vaughn.
Oh, Mo Vaughn, that's right. He did wear number 42. That's right. I can see that like the day is long. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, we go to, you know, the numbers being, you know, retired. I definitely get Heisman Trophy out of Colorado. Like that's like, you may never see that again at that university. Maybe you will with Deion being the coach there. Shedeur, it kind of seems like, you know, like he pulled rank and was like, yeah, well, my son was, you know, the most successful quarterback since Cordell Stewart, maybe. And it's just like, they came in together, they leave together, they're going to go into this shrine together.
Yeah,
whatever.
I like, look, it's a university. And a lot of times universities do things that only make sense to that university, right? Like waving the wheat or rock chalk chant or the Wabash cannonball or something at Mizzou. You know, like there are certain things that are more impactful for that university than there are for the general public. So we look at it and go, and they look at it and go, God, without these guys, we're not on the map right now. Who knows if they're even in the truck stop 12, as somebody called it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I get the Hunter thing. I don't really get Shedeur because never won a bowl game. You know, didn't
That's
really
my
have
thing.
Never
That's...
really had a great record. Like, yeah, he was Deion's son and he had a lot of like NIL endorsements, but it's just like, you know,
Royals retired Frank White's number and he's trying to kick the team out of town.
That's why I'm surprised you're where you're at with Colorado, Bob, because they didn't win anything.
No, they didn't. But
nothing.
But the impact that this 700 days has had on that university has been life changing for that university. Full stadium, full enrollment, huge endowment. Like that place is rolling, and they're rolling because of, well, they have weed, but Travis Hunter, they have Sanders, and they have Shedeur. And without those three guys, that Colorado football program, guys, is Boise State.
And if I'm,
and that's an insult to Boise State.
I was gonna say it's a huge insult.
Yeah,
to
it's
Boise
a huge
State.
Insult. But I mean, like that kind of that next tier level. Like maybe they're UCF. I don't know. Fill in you know, directional school here.
Yeah.
You know,
I just feel like if you did a circle graph of who really mattered to that growth in Colorado the last 700 days, there'd be a sliver for Shedeur, it'd be a good amount for Travis, and then pretty much the whole circle would be Deion.
Yeah. Who else is on that? But you don't know anybody else, really, right? None of us do.
Yeah.
And
no.
that's not like, I'm not trying to put you on this, but I'm like, who else is there? Like, you tell me, like, I think Warren Sapp is on that staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think.
But, like, he's there because of Deion.
Right. Right. And the guy who used to coach the Giants is their offensive coordinator. Pat something or other, Fearmutha maybe. I don't know what the hell his name is. But, there's a couple of names that you would recognize. But, man, like, all we talked about for 2 years in college football were the Colorado Buffaloes, Shedeur Sanders, and Travis Hunter, and the impact that they had out there has been just unbelievable, man. Like, Colorado's got their school back because of them. So, I get it. I get why you do that. I don't get why the Giants are holding a private workout for Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now, there is a great theory being floated out
that
I absolutely love. And this comes from a gentleman who's covered the Giants for 100 years. His name is Gary Myers. He works for New York Newsday. Nice. And he put this out there yesterday. And he said, the big story tonight is the Giants are working out Shedeur Sanders on Thursday in Boulder. My opinion. I think there's a better chance that they try to trade back into the first round between 15 and 25 to get him than take him at number 3. Abdul Carter / Travis Hunter, too special to pass on. And he's right about that. I don't think Shedeur Sanders is worthy of taking with that number three pick when you're going to either have Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter sitting there. I believe Abdul Carter's the best player in the draft. Travis Hunter, kind of a generational type of player. Now, if you're the Giants, you still need a quarterback. If you can trade back into the first round later on and get Shedeur Sanders, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I do have a problem taking him at number three when there are clearly better players on the board that can make you better as an organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just going to fall to the Vegas Raiders, and if the Vegas Raiders don't take him, then I don't know where his pit ends. That's where I'm at with Shedeur Sanders.
Well, what about nine to New Orleans now, right? Yeah. Like, that's a possibility now with Derek Carr's shoulder being all blown out. And people are saying he's doing that to stick it to New Orleans or something.
Because then there was like a report either yesterday or the day before. I think it was from like JPA Football. And again, I don't know how credible like their, you know, insiders are, but they were like, there's a lot of people that don't think that Shedeur Sanders is a first or second round talent, that his like throws aren't quite there, that his timing's off, that he's not necessarily the quarterback that he is, or that they think that he is, and that there's a lot of smoke around that. So I'm, to me, like, and we can get into NFL draft coverage more and more as the day goes on, but to me, like, the main story is not what is Tennessee doing. To me, it is like, where is Shedeur going to fall?
Yeah.
And I get it. It's partially because of what his name is and the hype that's been around it, but it's like, this is also something that could really affect his career, maybe in a positive or a complete negative, because look, the guy's had all the arrogance in the world. There's no secret, right? His arrogance is very evidently obvious. And now you're going to the league where like, this is it. Like, this is where all the men go. This is where the boys go to become men. And either you hack it or you don't, and you find out very quickly. And you might go into this draft being like, dude, I'm a top five pick. My dad's been telling me my whole life I'm a top three pick. Round three pick, you know, 75 is Shedeur Sanders. And it's like, damn, there were 75 players better than me in the NFL draft. Like, yeah, dude, it's nice to have your dad's support, but that doesn't hold merit anymore. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go be your own man. So, I mean, there's a lot that could come out of this whole Shedeur Sanders talk at the draft.
I feel like also, too, there's side A and side B to this, and nobody's willing to meet in the middle. There's the people that want to crush Shedeur Sanders, and there's the people that want to love up Shedeur Sanders. And look, this is draft. Every year there are players that fall into this category. It's not anything new because it's Shedeur Sanders, but it really feels like it this year that he's the guy where either you're in love with him and think he can play, or you want nothing to do with him. I'm not 100% sold on Shedeur Sanders, but what I am sold on is his dad and Deion. Like, there's part of me that believes, and I could be totally wrong on this one again, but there's part of me that believes that Deion Sanders is going to be so invested to not allow his son to fail.
I hope you're
and you know, not all of us are gifted with a Hall of Fame football player as our dad that has done it at the high level. I'm not saying Shedeur has the cheat code by any stretch of the imagination, but he definitely has a mentor that he can lean on every 10 minutes of every day and go, Dad, what should I do here? Dad, how do I handle this? Dad, what do you think? And all that kind of stuff, and have that sounding board. So I think he has a little bit of an advantage because of that, but eventually he has to go out there and play and talent has to, you know, come through.
No doubt about it.
So would you say his dad's an advantage or disadvantage? Because we've talked about his dad being a disadvantage and a real hamper
depends
to the franchise.
Depends on how his dad handles things. If his dad's showing up at practice and calling the coach, disadvantage.
I don't think he'll do that.
If he's talking to Shedeur and giving him great coaching advice, advantage. But also if he's talking to Shedeur and telling him the coach is stupid, well, that's little league type stuff, and you better not be doing that because that's not gonna be good for anybody.
It's also hypocritical.
Yeah,
because exactly. Deion's like, hey, I'm the coach of Colorado. I don't need your dad or your uncle telling me how to coach a team. Well, then the same then goes to you,
back,
Deion.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Don the Cone.
Yes.
Oh, new sounder too with music.
On the Cone.
Yes. One more time, please.
On the Cone.
All right, so on the Cone today, I'm going to start this one off because it was going to be played earlier, but we got lost in the impersonation of the wonderful Frank Caliendo. If you missed it, which you probably didn't, there was a guy last night that shot a shot as a reporter?
Sideline reporter.
Sideline reporter for the Atlanta Braves. He gave stats and got some.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my
number. I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
So on the come is that young Braves reporter saying, yeah, they want me to get the number. And then the challenge from the missus going, oh, it's they. Huh?
And she takes the phone and puts her number right in his phone, which is awesome. Shout out to Wiley Ballard on that one. I thought I was the only one with skills on a Tuesday, man. This guy moving in on a Monday in Toronto. So this is an international deal. This game was being played in Toronto. And I guess he's trying to recruit Braves fans up there. And I don't know if this is a bit that they've done before where they go and interview fans or whatever the case may be, but they're like, you should get her number. And he got it, baby. Like, I love that guy. Give that guy a lot of credit, man.
And that's a tough voice that he's got too. I mean, that's tough. That's like
his voice.
It sounds like a Sesame Street character.
And he's like, hey guys.
Yeah, he's like,
we're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona roof.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey-ho, this is the sideline reporter for the Braves. My name is Wiley Ballard. Would you like to go out on a date with me, pretty lady?
She said yes.
And he said, wow.
Yeah, she was like, wow, they want you to get my number. I didn't get that. I was like, bro, this is your time. Come on.
Right now, love.
What a great song.
It's great.
Thank you for getting that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop.
Caliendo is a reporter in Atlanta. You got an on the come this week?
I do have an on the come this week, and this is going to be a weird one, and it goes to the Eastern Michigan football program. Mm-hmm. They hired Max Crosby as their assistant GM yesterday, right? I saw a bunch of other schools are starting to hire like professional athletes to kind of be their assistant GMs that are actually still involved in the sport that they're playing right now. It's not just like Andy Luck going out there and being the guy at Stanford or something like that, but they hired Max Crosby to be the assistant GM of his alma mater, Eastern Michigan. And I'm like, that is a genius move by Eastern Michigan. What kid isn't going to go, oh, that's awesome, man. Max Crosby's calling and wanting me to play there. Hell yeah, I'm going to Eastern Michigan. Like, this is where the NIL and the transfer portal and all this stuff can really get fun and really get interesting, because now I didn't know Max Crosby went to Eastern Michigan. Now maybe Eastern Michigan becomes a football program on the map. I think it's really cool. I love it.
I think it's awesome. I mean, dude, even if he can get, three or four dudes who they wouldn't have gotten before, that's massive for a school like Eastern Michigan. Plus, I mean, he's one of the more liked football players, it seems, in the league. So that's a really good for them.
Right.
I'll shoehorn the NBA anywhere I can. The Clippers are on the come. They've been the number one offense and defense for over a month. The last month of the regular season, Kawhi Leonard is healthy. The Clippers, I think they can make the finals in the Western Conference. They are on the come for me.
You and Ben Maller will be loving life. He's a Clipper fan.
Really? My
he's
brother's a huge Clippers fan. So
my friend from college is the voice of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Really?
So, yeah.
That is awesome.
You don't want the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
Nah, they ain't.
What if it's the Lakers-Clippers in the Western Conference Finals?
I hope that's possible. I think it is.
Could it happen?
Lakers are the 3 seed?
And
Clippers are the 2?
No, Clippers are the 4 seed. Because it reseeds. They wouldn't play each other.
That would be kind of fun to have the Clippers and the Lakers in the finals. That would be each playing be in their own building now and everything.
Like, yeah, they each have stadiums. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Somebody would need to get an eye on Ballmer. Because I don't know if that
that guy may die if they beat the Lakers. Like, that would be the greatest thing ever. The hell with Microsoft, man. Yeah, if he beats the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, that's worth the price of admission just watching that guy.
I feel like that should be like our Halloween costume next year, is like get Maloney with us and be like the Microsoft open Maloney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When he plays
Ballmer.
Yeah, he does look like Ballmer. Yeah.
And you see, like, when they announce the kickoff for Microsoft, he's like, yeah!
I love the Clippers! I love it! I love it! It's the greatest thing ever!
That's so Rob.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Rob's in there. Get the stuffed mushrooms! Oh, my God, the stuffed mushrooms are fantastic! I love the stuffed mushrooms!
Wearing like 90s polos, like get the pit stains going.
Hell yeah.
And then you just got like me dressed up as Bill Gates, like clapping in the background.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Awkward clapping.
Yeah. Awkward Bill Gates clapping.
Yeah. Like watch that video.
It's a great
video. And try not to think of Rob Maloney as Ballmer. It's insane, dude.
It's hysterical.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.